The Island Digest is a sampling of the stories in this week's Journal of the San Juans, Islands Sounder, and Islands Weekly, which are on newsstands now. The November 22nd edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. I'm Caleb Summers. Headlines from the week of November 22nd, 2023. Art for Orcas Kids classes selected to make Governor's Mansion holiday ornaments. Hung jury in arson trial, author talk with Alexis Steinman, plus choice excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's log. First, from the Islands Sounder, Art for Orcas Kids classes selected to make Governor's Mansion holiday ornaments. Art for Orcas Kids, AOK, a program of the Orcas Island Educational Foundation, is thrilled to announce its Orcas Island School District Middle School Art Classes selection to craft unique holiday ornaments for the 2023 Governor's Mansion tree. The opportunity arose as art classes statewide were invited to contribute ornaments for the Governor's Mansion holiday tree, themed Favorite Sports, by First Lady Mrs. Inslee. The K-12 student-created ornaments will grace the mansion throughout the holiday season. AOK's middle school art classes, led by Brooke Meinhardt and a dedicated team, embraced the chance to creatively represent favorite sports by focusing on Washington State's sports team logos and mascots. Miss Brooke had the students use an innovative approach to create their ornaments, using upcycled beach trash to form logos of iconic teams like the Seahawks, Kraken, Seattle Storm, and more. Materials included microplastic beach debris and repurposed food or drink box cardboard. Through mosaic-style techniques, the students brought their artistic vision to life, using the cleaned beach trash plus everyday materials such as Elmer's glue and markers. The result is a stunning collection of sports-themed ornaments that will adorn the governor's holiday tree. Every participating student will receive a certificate of appreciation from the governor's office recognizing their dedication and exceptional contributions. This project underscores AOK's commitment to fostering creativity, supporting the arts, and promoting sustainability through recycling. AOK is happy to celebrate the power of art education, and the boundless creativity of students is a testament to the transformative impact of art education. Other AOK teachers who participated on this project were Stephanie Iverson and Megan Neal, along with middle school teacher Phil Carter. Everyone collaborated with students to make this project a reality. For more information about Art for Orcas Kids and their involvement in the Governor's Mansion Holiday Tree Decoration Project, please contact aokartfororcaskids@gmail.com. Look for us in the 2023 Give Orcas Holiday Catalog at giveorcas.org. Hung Jury in Arson Trial by Heather Spaulding. The federal trial against Dwight C. Henline, a 34-year-old Friday Harbor man, concluded. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, after an 11-day trial and more than 2 days of deliberations, the jury was unable to reach a unanimous verdict. Henline was suspected to have caused a fire that destroyed three historical buildings and damaged several others in April of 2022 in downtown Friday Harbor. Henline pleaded not guilty to arson on May 26th in the U.S. District Court of Western Washington. The trial started on November 14th. In the coming weeks, prosecutors at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Washington will evaluate whether to retry the matter. If the government decides not to seek a second trial, the case will be dismissed. This story will be updated as more information develops. According to the probable cause statement, a CCTV video from the Windermere office that faced toward the rear wooden deck area of Crystal Seas Kayaking shows a bright flash of light at approximately 10:04 p.m. on April 6th. The flash of light lasted approximately 34 seconds before diminishing. According to the ATF, It is not unusual for a fire caused by ignitable liquids to smolder for hours before flaring up once combustible materials dry out sufficiently. On the evening of April 6th, Henlein was contacted by a Friday Harbor deputy while he was in his vehicle at the Washington State Ferry's C lot to serve a trespass warning letter for a local church property. Henlein told Holt he was planning to leave the island and stay with a family member near Oak Harbor. At 9:53 p.m., Henlein is seen purchasing a bottle of lighter fluid from a local business, and at 10:04 p.m., the flash is visible on the CCTV footage. 1 minute later, a subject matching Henlein's description is seen quickly leaving the area between the cask and schooner and Crystal Seas kayaking before retrieving a suitcase at the bottom of the steps by the Cheesecake Cafe. The same subject then moves toward the walk-on section of the ferry terminal, and at 10:13 p.m., Henlein is seen boarding the ferry to Anacortes. At the Anacortes terminal, Henlein is seen getting into a waiting sedan. On April 15th, sheriff's detectives received information that Henlein was at a residence in Langley, Washington, and attempted to contact him unsuccessfully. A search warrant was served on the residence for evidence of the arson, with numerous articles being removed. On April 16th, the San Juan County Sheriff's Office obtained a warrant for the arrest of Henlein. That same day, around 4:30 p.m., he was taken into custody by Island County deputies and transported to the Island County Jail. Henlein will be transferred to San Juan County for an appearance in court. Charges were later dropped against him in San Juan County as federal charges were brought forth. From the Islands Weekly, author talk with Alexis Steinman. The Lopez Library is excited to welcome translator and food writer Alexis Steinman for an author talk on Monday, November 27th at 6 p.m. to celebrate the publication of Taste the World in Marseille, Marseille Cuisine by the Marseillais. In this feast of a book, Marseille native, journalist, and gourmand Véronée Frédiani captures a portrait of a city through its food and culinary figures. Translator Alexis, a former Seattleite who has lived in Marseille for 6 years, has translated this first cookbook in English about Marseille that truly embodies the city's rich culinary diversity, singularity, and enticing mix of Mediterranean, Provençal, and multicultural influences, such as Moroccan and Armenian. Taste the World in Marseille, Marseille Cuisine by the Marseillais, was written originally in French by filmmaker and journalist Véronée Frédiani. This vibrant cookbook celebrates the multicultural, unclassifiable cuisine of Marseille. The food has always been a reflection of its population, but it keeps getting better, more inventive. New York Times Style Magazine. Situated on France's southern coast along the Mediterranean Sea, Marseille is the country's oldest city, and its unique character is shaped by its inhabitants and their remarkable culinary diversity. Marseille's authentic flavors escape classification, as the seaport city offers an array of foods ranging from French and Provençal to home cooking and gourmet. In this feast of a book, Marseille native and gourmand Véronée Frédiani captures a portrait of a city through its food and culinary figures. With 70 recipes that include pizza, couscous, seafood, and much more, Taste the World in Marseille offers something for every kind of food lover and brings the city's gastronomical recognition, cosmopolitan vibrancy, and remarkable history to readers living outside of its most iconic neighborhoods. Alexis Steinman is a Francophone American food and travel writer based in Marseille. Formerly a Seattleite, her work has appeared in Roads and Kingdoms, Gastro Obscura, Virtuoso Life and Culinary Backstreets, with whom she leads intimate food tours. She's proud to have translated the first cookbook/guidebook in English about Marseille to share the city's rich diversity and singularity with an Anglophone audience. And now, some choice excerpts from the San Juan County Sheriff's log. On November 8th, in Friday Harbor, an individual was trespassed from King's, Marketplace, and the brewery for placing unauthorized signs and stickers inside King's Market and Marketplace Foods. San Juan deputies responded to a Friday Harbor resident's report of a domestic incident in progress. An investigation determined a mother and her daughter were having a disagreement. A plan was put into place to help de-escalate the situation, and the child was left in the care of the mom. A deputy on San Juan received a report of a suspicious incident. The reporting party had personal items left on the property. The case remains under investigation. On November 10th, an Orcas deputy called back a reporting party regarding neighborly issues on Shaw. On November 11th, late-night thieves driving a loud truck stole an egg box from a farm stand on Vista Road on Lopez. On the same night on Lopez, a business reported illegal use of their dumpster over the weekend. And this concludes the November 22nd edition of the Island Digest. This edition is brought to you by Orcas Center. Orcas Center is your place for fun and intrigue this fall, with live concerts, performances, art openings, and more. To check out upcoming events and purchase tickets, visit orcascenter.org. Thank you for listening to the Island Digest, a small sampling of what's in your local print newspapers this week. The Journal, Sounder, and Weekly rely upon advertising, subscriptions, and donations to support our mission of high-quality community journalism. To contribute, visit our websites or email publisher Colleen Smith Summers at csmith@soundpublishing.com. The Island Digest would also like to take a moment to give thanks to all of our listeners and supporters and sponsors. We wouldn't be here without you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and tune in next week for more local news from San Juan County, Washington. I'm Caleb Summers.